This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
When I found out I was going to be a parent, I immediately felt a lot of anxiety and worry. So I went on to BetterHelp to try to look for a therapist to help me with that.
My relationship with my family and with my boyfriend and with myself were suffering. I really needed help.
I was ruminating a lot. Really getting those thoughts out to a therapist and getting feedback was just life-changing.
If you're thinking of giving therapy a try, learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
Hey guys, do you grow hair somewhere that you don't want it anymore? If so, then we got a fix that's going to keep you sexy and right. This episode is brought to you by Bevel, the first and only shaving system designed specifically for coarse, curly hair and sensitive skin. You can start shaving smarter and say goodbye to razor bumps, which don't nobody have time for, with Bevel. You may actually have even heard of their new Bevel trimmer. It's revolutionary and it's going to change the game again. The Bevel has been rocking with the Friendzone for quite some time, so check them out at GetBevel.com today and use code FRIENDZONE to get 20% off your first month at GetBevel.com. That's GetBevel.com. Let's start the show. All right. It's time to start the show.
Yeah.
And every day we do it with a flow.
Yeah.
My name is Dustin, but you already know.
Yeah.
And I know punk, and I damn sure ain't no hoe.
Ain't a hoe.
So if you want to talk about it, let it flow.
Let it flow.
The conversation is the topic. You got the flow.
Got the flow.
I just messed up. I don't know.
You don't know.
But I'ma keep going. That's for sure.
For sure.
Welcome to the friend zone.
Welcome
friend
to the zone. Friend zone.
A friend zone. A friend zone.
Welcome to the friend
the
zone.
The friend zone. The friend zone.
Welcome to the friend zone.
The friend zone. Make the beat drop like this. Now y'all. Right butt cheek to your left butt cheek, and then you say something, then you shut up, don't speak, and then you say something, and then your mouth gon' leak because I hit you in your mouth and not your cheek. Yeah.
Welcome to the motherfucking friend zone.
It's like that, and that's the way it motherfucking
and that's
is.
The way
what's up?
It is.
Welcome to the friend zone, everybody. I'm
Take
talking into
shot.
The mic tonight so y'all can hear what I say.
Okay.
And I can say what I mean.
We are working out all of our kinks and our technical difficulties. Thanks for dealing with our ghetto asses in 2016.
That's right. It ain't us. So, yeah, you guys, it's good to be back with you. Hey, yes, it's good to be back with you guys again. I'm so blessed and happy
it's me
to be
again.
Here.
Songs with a Z again.
Tweet. It's me again.
Oh,
I'm grateful.
You know what?
For love.
One day, I want to sit down with Tweet.
Me and too.
I
just, Tweet, and I just, if you out there, come on our show,
come
baby.
On, come on. And
I would
bring
love
your
that,
daughter
but
too.
I want to know what happened.
She has a new album coming out in January.
I know,
aren't
but
you excited?
Where she been? I love her.
Where your ass was at, Tweet?
You know, her daughter is an artist, too.
I know.
Shout out to Star Child,
and
to
she's
Shana.
Beautiful.
She is. They mm-hmm. both are. They look like sisters.
Tweet
it's
looks so young. Yo, she performed at a club
day.
Here in New York, and I literally, legit, she looked like she was 22-23 years yep. old, seriously, and she's
that
a grandmother
skin.
So like
that
shout
black.
Out to Tweet,
shout out to that beautiful black.
Yeah, so welcome to the
I
friend zone
that.
Everybody, this is your weekly look into all things mental health and mental hygiene, because y'all thought I was gonna drum roll, but I'm not. Who in the hell
shot.
Wants a musty brain? Not me. Okay,
take a shot every time Dustin welcomes you to the friend zone. Take
welcome
a shot
to the friend zone
every time
they
all
get
he
past
does the
3 minutes
intro
of the show.
Take a And I'm talking about actual liquor, not the ACV, okay? Don't get crazy.
Oh, please don't take that.
Pop a perk and make the girls go nana. Oh, you ever heard the Pop a Perk song by Boone? Shout out to Boone. It's a local. So, okay, we already got the song of the week.
Damn.
Just that fast. It's a local
really
rapper
hoping.
From Philadelphia named Boone. And he has this song that like samples this Eazy-E and WA beat, but it's called Pop a Perk, which we are by no means endorsing on our show. It's just the song and it's the jam. So listen to Pop a Perk. And
Pop
I found
Perk.
The song. So major shout out, and I don't even care. I found the song on the Instagram grandma versus grandson account. If you're not familiar with
that is your
homework for the week. There's an account account, right? Ew. Grandma versus grandson. It's an older black grandmother in Philadelphia who dabs and twerks and
get out.
And she talks shit. And her sister are really close and they cuss each other out all the time. And it's one of the funniest. I don't follow too many like Instagram comedians and stuff like that because I just be wanting to look at pictures sometimes.
Right.
But like, she's hilarious, friend. Seriously.
And
they were dancing to that song. And they asked her, she was like, what you know about the Perk song? And her sister was like, got a young boy gave me a perk and I fed it through my body. I was like, yo.
Hell no.
Yeah. She's obsessed with Meek Mill and his Pumas. And so like she does the skate. You know how Meek Mill does the skate dance? Like she skates and it's hilarious. Like, so
that is
that's your homework for this week. Listen to Boom, Papa Perk.
I was really hoping you were going to give the song to Mariah Lynn.
I ain't giving her shit.
You know what?
I'm tired of Mariah Lynn.
Saw a meme that said she's Kimmy Gibbler. Do you remember Kimmy Gibbler? I'm tired because I was like, what? That's
she
so
does.
Funny.
I just touched the mic. I never do that. That's how down I was. Whoa.
That is funny.
Mariah Lynn. She do look like Clay Aiken, though. She do. Mariah Lynn do look like she came in second place on American Idol. Okay.
Whatever.
Okay. I was a hoe.
Once
and I'm admitting it.
Look,
I did the shit.
Have you heard the song?
No.
That's the first words.
Is it good?
Once upon a time, not long ago, I was a hoe.
And I'm admitting it. And I ain't taking it back because I did the shit. I'm going to put it on the rack. I'm going to put it on the floor.
That's the song.
It is catchy.
Hey.
She looks like.
Oh, God.
I'm not going to say that. But
she
is not visually appealing.
Really?
However. That song is jamming and everybody know it. I'm just going to say it, okay? Mariah Lynn's song, when she says she used to be a hoe, is the jam. There's out there. Shit.
I wasn't even going down that road.
I want to hear it. I'm going to listen after the show.
Mm-hmm.
You should... Papa Perk and I'm a hoe?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're off to a great start in 2016.
2016,
huh?
The song is actually called it's called Once Upon a Time. So that's how you really start in your 2016.
So you know what? Maybe Mariah Lynn been listening to The Friend Zone.
Maybe she... Look, after...
Maybe that's why it's a song of reflect. You know what? Bam.
Is
you got another song.
Is that why you tweeted 60 and pregnant?
Her mother,
her
yeah.
Mother.
Her
yeah,
mother.
Yeah, I didn't even
mother.
Know what was going on. I was on the street just like scroll. And when I tell you, I almost busted my ass.
I did. Her that's mother, it looks like she is in her 60s and she is in her second trimester. Real shit. Like
she's pregnant at 60?
She is pregnant. She's pregnant. I don't know if she's 60, but she looked like she been here before.
Well, you know.
Okay. Her mama looked like she got a lot on her mind. She looked like she been rolled like dice. Like she just lived a rough life. And she went to jail for boosting. And Mariah got her out with her rent money, which is $800.
Y'all think this stuff is real? I don't know.
I don't know.
I won't ruin the fun.
I don't know, but I will say, I will go on record saying, I don't really give a shit about Amina, but this last episode, and you know I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I see these women, I'm just like, oh my God, I can't believe y'all doing this. But Amina, I felt so bad for her. Like, watching her, she looks
so
beat.
And you know what? Amina and her sister, do y'all remember
Black Butterfly? Yes,
look,
beautiful music.
Sheets and Pillows.
Talent.
Sheets and Pillows.
You remember
y'all,
Sheets
okay,
and Pillows.
I'm not the choir director of this show.
Today you are.
But today.
Come on, friend. Melody's from heaven.
No, I'm not singing.
Fuck.
I'm just, y'all sat
almost
back.
Almost.
No, but listen, but y'all, Amina. Knows. I don't know what's going on with her now. I mean, I see all the gifts of the jokes, so I feel bad because clearly she must have gone down a whole different path.
She did.
But back in the day,
her sister was on the show, so you got to see the
difference.
Yeah,
her and her sister, Jazz, I think her name is Jazz.
Mm-hmm.
They're actually the third one.
Mm-hmm.
They were Jazz Butterfly, Black Butterfly, excuse
yes.
me, under
Should
Russell
have been
Simmons,
Jazz. Yes.
And they had a song. What was it?
I don't remember
t-shirt.
The one.
No,
the one where they're like
on
in the back
of
a limo.
It's like Pillow something.
Tongue.
And it's real sexy
it's
and vibey.
It's not Sheets and Pillows.
And it is. I feel like
and
it
they're
is
talented. They
oh,
can
no,
play
no,
instruments
you,
and shit and sing.
And they had that song Rockabye.
Rockabye, yep.
Rockabye. Listen, y'all, look up Rockabye. Oh, and you know what? Actually, y'all didn't believe me. Rita Ora and Craig David. And the Friend Zone listeners. The redemption.
Get it,
the
friend.
Redemption.
Get
they it, sent friend. Screenshots of the YouTube video. I knew it. I
Ladies
knew
and
it.
Gentlemen, it is 2016.
Had to remind y'all.
And I still do not care about Rita Ora. I still will not have
but that
her forced
means
on to
been
me.
Been out, y'all. She been out. And you
she
know what's funny?
Out.
People from the UK were like, Fran, we didn't even know about this song.
If they didn't want her, why do we got to take their scraps?
Right. Stop. She's good. She's
at
good.
What? Wearing red lipstick and having blonde hair? I'll give her that. She has good blonde hair.
She's good.
I wonder if she goes to the same person Gwen Stefani goes to. Gwen Stefani has like the
person.
Best blonde hair in the business.
She does, yeah.
So Gwen. And you know who else does? Robin. Robin
oh,
has
Robin.
Good. Robin has good blonde hair.
Love Robin.
Robin.
Call your girlfriend. Nah. Yeah.
You know, this will be my
oh,
monument.
Monument. That's a great song to
y'all
have sex to.
Y'all are such walking jukeboxes.
Love
any,
it.
Anybody that's looking for a song to add to their grown-up playlist, you know, like their horizontal polka playlist. Anybody that's looking for music to add to that, look up Robin and Royk Sopp Monument. It's
Monument.
Really dope. And shout out
oh,
to my friend, Sean
up.
Ross, who told me about that song.
Listen,
oh,
to,
nice.
Listen yep. to that whole project.
Yes.
If you get high as hell and you at the jazz club, the Idle Hour, that track right there.
Ooh.
Bitch, you can get so much done.
Yeah,
high
you sure
hell
can.
At the
get,
jazz club.
You
He's
sure
so
can
classy.
Get so much done to that song.
Oh, God.
So much done.
Speaking of getting some things done, I played the lottery this week.
I did too.
Did you really? Okay, good.
I did
don't feel
today.
Bad.
No, but you know what? I'm going to tell you, I did not leave my house with the intention of it, but mm-hmm. I swear to you, every street corner was mm-hmm. like 1.5 million, 1.4. I was like, you know what? Who knows?
Who knows?
Let me just play. So I went into some random bodega, played, and
That's
me and the dude were laughing and talking for a while because he was just like, so many people have come in here.
If I win that, the three of us in this room will be millionaires. I personally
I
promise
that.
To give these.
I promise
to make
too.
Each of you millionaires. I promise.
Also, as well.
I also yep. make that
also,
pact.
And
we say
and
that shit
what?
Now, and then we're going to be like, Asante isn't answering his phone.
Look, and he on Instagram all in Atlanta and shit.
The number you have reached.
You and your mama all at the mall and shit on Instagram. Me and Fran up here looking like little mama.
I heard you call my name first, and I'm going to take that as a sign, because you know what? On Friday.
Where is Citrine at?
My
put
citrine,
your citrine on
my
top of your ticket,
is on
y'all.
Top of my
oh
ticket.
My God, you guys put your citrine on top of the ticket.
You haven't done that
Never
yet.
Never mind that. We ain't say that.
Let me tell you.
Put y'all citrine on top of your ticket.
Let me tell you. I
just
went
got
and bought
it today.
My ticket.
I haven't even been home
Girl,
yet.
Girl, I'm trying to tell you. I put my citrine in the jar with my lottery ticket.
Y'all, those stones are going to be vibrating, not knowing
night,
who to give it to.
Look, I'm trying to tell you the stones work because the other night I didn't get to buy my ticket and I passed out. I remember I had my quartz in my hand and they say you're not supposed to have the quartz on the bed or something. So I fell asleep with the quartz in my hand. And I was like, oh, damn, I didn't go get a lottery ticket. And when I woke up, it went up. So I said, the Lord held it for me.
No one won.
He held it for me because I didn't make it to buy that ticket.
He saw the best in you,
he
man.
He said, Asante, no one won yet because you still got to play.
Yep.
So
he never took his hand off of
I
you.
I played. My citrine is That's where it's right. supposed to be. I have already said all the great things that I'm going to do when I win. This is another great declaration that
yes.
we will be millionaires. I will make that happen.
If your stone, if your stones is vibrating, I want my shit
if
to
the,
hip roll.
I already came
I want my
rich.
Shit to bank head bounce. I want my stones to do what Beyonce did at the beginning of Run the World. That's what
you
I want my
sure.
stones to do.
Okay, the way
Channing Tatum was
yeah.
doing it.
Nah. Channing Tatum looked like somebody else that's in the meeting. Let's finish going. Please.
Look, they about to do white chicks too.
Because I don't want to lose listeners, so I'm not gonna crack the joke that I could. But if y'all know me, y'all know the joke that I want to crack right now about Channing Tatum on lip sync. Who lip stinking? I saw that shit lip stank battle.
Lip stink.
I said, well, whose lips is stinking?
So stay tuned, y'all.
Yeah.
Rich
and if
is
you
happening.
Don't know what we were talking about, which I sincerely apologize, but this is a very organic show where we just have conversation. So
right.
Mariah Lynn and all those things that comes from Love and Hip Hop New York, which is currently on VH1.
Right.
Yes.
Yes.
And then we rounded it on out with some...
with Powerball and Crystals and Channing Tatum.
Powerball, baby.
Damn.
If I hit the Powerball, I'm literally going to have two. Because when I tell you, my balls is going to be empowered. If I hit
Listen,
that Powerball, I ain't lying.
If I win the... Let's not do the episode. That's
I'm
going to
do
icebreaker.
You know what?
That's the icebreaker.
Would you do?
If you win the lottery...
Let's just have it now.
Let's do it now.
I can tell you this. If I win that Powerball...
Wait, hold on. What are the first...
Yes,
okay,
friend.
And y'all listening.
Yeah, come on.
What are the first five things you will do like I'm talking about the first five things after finding out you won 1 point. Is it 1.3 or 1.5?
Five.
Jeez, $1.5 billion.
The first thing I'm doing is going to get my check. The second thing I'm doing is hiring Julius, Beyonce's security guard. The third thing I'm doing is hiring Floyd Mayweather's accountant. The fourth thing I'm doing, which includes five, is whatever the fuck I want to for 1 year. I'm going to retire all of my immediate family members. So like my brother, my sister, my mama and daddy and them, like everybody straight. I'm going to take care of, I don't have children, so my friends that have children, I'm going to make sure that they have, like, college funds that are padded, not just to cover tuition and, like, living expenses, but so they can push a Corvette or something while they're in school, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, I make sure they were straight because I'm not going to have kids. And then I would just, I would take advantage of every opportunity I had to fix people's problems that were derived from money, that are trying to do something with themselves, and that's the only thing holding them back. So people that can't afford education, people that can't afford proper housing, like that give a damn and are trying to be something, I would help as many people like that as I could within reason, because I am not going to be on that show about them niggas that went hit the lottery and went broke.
Amen. So, amen.
People but talk I'm about also, the curses. And...
Yeah, I'm going to do whatever I want to do for a year. I'm going to leave the house with nothing. Everything I got is staying right where
it's
at.
Would you do the lump sum?
Hell yeah. I ain't waiting on no damn check again in my life if I hit the Powerball.
Not waiting.
Give me all of it. Y'all keep, I don't give a fuck. It could be 50%. I'll take it. I don't care.
Give it to me now.
Ain't no goddamn payment. You think I'm going to wait on a check?
Nope.
Like, friend, you think I'm going to wait on a check?
You think I'm going to wait?
That much damn money? You think I'm going to be waiting on a check ever again in my life?
I'm never waiting.
Shit.
I am never waiting ever again.
Money ain't a thing, but it's that thing.
Let me tell y'all something. If they announce my name on that TV, because
will you go on TV when you win? Because I know you have the choice. Don't you have the choice to be anonymous?
I'm not going on TV.
Yeah, I'm not going on
TV
either.
Y'all can have my name.
I live in Harlem. I'm definitely not going on TV.
No, correct. You used to live in Harlem. Okay. Hello? You can leave everything you got in that apartment. Well, except the special things. But leave all that shit, friend, and just start. $1.5 billion fucking
dollars. I don't even know.
Like, that is the freshest of fresh starts.
I'm excited. I'm excited thinking about it. I can't even.
What you going to do?
My mom, everybody's bills are being paid, okay?
Oh, yeah.
The debt is getting
what's
handled.
Oh, yeah, what's your five?
First of all, I need to hire the top business advisor of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, no. The first thing I need to do is take half of that money and put it away into the Swiss bank
and
or whatever the fuck.
And let it just make money.
And let it make itself. The other half of that half that I have left over, I'm using to invest in some businesses so it can make itself.
Fucking
the last part of that is where I'm going to fuck shit up. And from then on, I can't never say, I'm going to be broke. So this money needs to make this money. I need to have a bomb-ass lawyer on retainer for all of my shit for the rest of my life.
Yes.
And I'm traveling the world. I'm hiring all my friends. Everybody's going on payroll because they know I run a tight work ship anyway.
Yep.
I hear that.
Like, look, we won the lottery, but that don't mean the bills are going to just keep paying themselves. So
that's
we need to get these businesses afloat. Y'all need to
be happy.
Would
you pay off your debt?
Oh, that's absolutely.
Because I saw people saying, fuck debt. When you're rich, nothing matters. But I feel like I would still pay it off.
No, I mean, I'm still like an old woman, so I'm still going to bargain my debt down. Like, hey, girl, I won the lottery.
I would pay it off just to know how it felt to be completely debt-free.
Oh, absolutely. I'm going to be debt-free this summer anyway. So
I hear that.
Either which way, that is happening.
That much money. Like my fingers is just it just make you nervous, like just thinking about it, like that much money.
I feel like I can't even talk on the show no more. Like, I want to talk to the wall. Like,
nothing's impossible. And guess what? If you got $1.5 billion, ain't nobody gonna say shit to you about talking to yourself in that wall right now. You can act crazy.
If you got
$1.5 million, you can literally walk around with your ass cheeks out. A billion, excuse me. You can walk around with your butt cheeks out, and who gonna check you?
And I'm leaving America. I love y'all. I will start a business or two here, but I'm leaving. I'm going to travel the world, and when I'm ready to settle down, I don't know where it's going to be. But if Trump is here, because I feel like there is some fuck shit happening.
Oh, you know that.
I am so glad that I will be able to leave.
Yeah, I'm telling you, like, I am going to literally just do whatever I want to do for the rest of my life.
I agree. Literally.
Forever.
It's the freedom of it. That's awesome. Even though I was... on Twitter, I don't know if you guys follow Lovey, and she was saying how it's just so much money. She's like, it's almost scary. Imagine overnight being a billionaire.
What would you do?
What would I, my five things?
Yeah.
I'd pay off my debt, pay off my mom's debt, obviously, give her half of it, of the money, because I feel like she more than deserves it.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So she don't even have to worry about me giving her an allowance. I'm like, chick, this is yours.
Yeah.
Just go live, do what you want. So I guess those are my first two things. Honestly, I haven't really, because to me, it's like I know that the money is going to go to the world.
Yeah,
honestly, man. I'm going to find initiatives to create.
Yes.
Whether it's schools, I'm going to think of the things that I went through that were roadblocks for me and then try to create initiatives that will prevent it from being roadblocks.
Yes.
Like public school kids having better, you know, better...
lunch, first of all.
Oh, my God. Just restructuring a lot of shit that got in my way as a kid and... working with the housing, obviously, and helping kids in projects, because that was such a roadblock for me. Kids in public schools, kids in private schools, like, just finding a way to just be more helpful. Obviously, the money's definitely not going to stay with me.
Right.
You can't hoard that kind of money.
Not at
That'd
all.
Be awful.
I'm thinking about, because, you know, I might actually win the lottery tomorrow. I'm thinking about how I'll be able to
that
put...
That is tomorrow, right?
Right?
That's crazy.
Today, if y'all listening, I already won. I'll be able to put, like, money into Harlem and Atlanta. Like,
hell yeah.
I'll be so paid. And then I can do shit federally. Like, okay.
I hear that.
Got some new shit going for y'all. Some grants going. Apply every year. I would do all of that
shit.
Yeah,
I'm just going to find a way to just for real change the world.
The black dollar, we coming back. Everybody put your stone on your ticket and pray that I got the right number.
And I wouldn't be like stupid. I'm sitting here really thinking like, what if I win this money?
I
wouldn't be stupid with my money.
Mm-hmm.
Like I would splurge on certain things, but I'll never forget one time Whoopi Goldberg was talking about how when the BP oil spill shit went down,
mm-hmm.
her granddaughter called her like, I can't just sit back and look at this. Like, I want to do something. I want to go help. I literally want to go down there and clean birds in the ocean.
Right.
Whoopi Goldberg paid for her to go spend like a month or whatever cleaning up birds and shit in the oil spill. That's the kind of stuff I would do with my money.
Yes.
Right.
Like, when you have an opportunity to do something like that, and, you know, that's money well spent.
Yeah,
I hear that. Yeah,
and
totally.
I would have every single Air Jordan known to mankind that I wanted.
Oh my God.
Like, I would have, like, literally, that's the nigga moment.
Yeah, my advice would probably be traveling.
Yes. Oh, mine would be traveling.
You'd not know what country I was in because I'd just be gone. How could you not?
I'd legit hire me an assistant and just
on
be traveling the world.
Jet.
Right. Oh, God. On a private jet.
Shit.
Just traveling. So are we getting into our hot button or?
Let's do this.
We should. Damn. I keep thinking about winning the lottery, though.
I know. I'm hungry. It made me. I got an appetite now and
okay.
shit. Just
I'm hungry, too.
All that money.
All this ambition. Like, goddamn, worked up that appetite.
All I want is bread, spinach, arugula, broccoli. Shout out to Cash Doll. Go ahead, let's start the show, goddammit.
So we've been seeing, and I'm sure those of you on Twitter and Facebook and Tumblr and just online in general have been seeing a lot of talk lately. Not lately, it's a common conversation, but it seems that there have been more than usual people have been talking about interracial dating and dating outside of their race. So we wanted to talk about it. I guess I'm curious to hear about Asante and Dustin's experiences. If they have, if you've been curious about it. If not, why not? And just jump into that. I definitely have my dating story. Well, actually, only one. But I'm curious, how should we start it? Because this is so funny to me.
I think Dustin should start.
Oh, God. I will say this, right? I don't believe in seeing, like, I don't have any issues dating outside of my race. Like, I don't. And,
have
you know.
Have
you? Yeah.
And?
And inside. And on the side while I was dating into. No, I'm just playing. But I have dated outside of my race. Yeah. And I would do it again.
Who'd you date? Like, what was, not who, but.
Right, but like, what was
what
the race?
Was, yeah.
I've dated Middle Eastern people. I've dated white people. I've dated, Asians. I've dated, but like.
That's so
like
dope.
Like, South Asian. You know what I'm saying? I've dated, what else have I dated? Greeks. Mexicans, all kinds of Spanish people, you know, all of that. Hell yeah, I date fine. Like, my criteria
is
just
fine.
Gotta be fine. And fine comes in a lot of different flavors.
That's right,
it
that's
does.
True.
And
that's
so,
true.
And I just feel like I can date whoever I want to date.
Right.
I don't care what your race is. And you ain't going to care what mine is because I'm going to make you want it.
What about you, Asante?
I've just never dated white. Like, literally probably been through the spectrum except for white. That's all it. I'm going to leave y'all with.
Okay. Are you attracted to white, to people that are white?
Damn, you know what? I'm glad you asked me a follow-up because thinking about how I just... No, I'm glad he asked me that because thinking about how I just made that one statement and stopped looked really offensive.
Yeah.
No, I've been attracted to a few different white gentlemen. Mm-hmm. You know, Jake Gyllenhaal's at the top of my list in case you listen to The Friend Zone. Chris Evans was until he started talking about eating babies in that one movie. But
there was a super fine one at your improv show.
Yes, there was. But he was there with his girlfriend. Shout out to him. We respecting you. And hopefully you still with your girlfriend. But if not, you want to go to the other side, you know where to find me.
Shout
at the
out
zone.
To him. We're respecting you.
Anyway, yeah. It's, you know what? That would be the type. If I was to date white,
he
that sounds really bad.
Describe him for the people that haven't seen him.
Friend, how would you describe,
friend, you describe him?
I don't know. He's very young Brad Pitt.
Yes.
In his heyday.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Very like the very kind of surfer, like the blonde, the dirty blonde.
And he
messy
was very
hair.
Well dressed. Like he had on his suspenders. Like he looked real like Jadena. And he was real like
Jadena.
Cool. He wasn't like too polite.
And really nice. Yeah, he was very sweet.
See, that right there, like that I could get with.
So he looked like he might know what Lori seasoning salt is.
You know what?
Like he might have a clue.
No,
like.
But
well, actually, the girl he was with
was black. Yeah.
Look at it.
I was going to say, I don't know if he would know what the Lori's is, but I do think that he probably would not be against eating grits or something. Like, like you're eating grits? That's crazy for a white boy. Like,
that's cool, though. I just don't see, like, I personally, and this is, again, this is just me, I just don't see the issue. I don't. Like, I don't see, I mean, I see the issues, but I don't, I just don't see, like, when it comes to just attraction, right? Because for me, that's what I'm,
and
that's,
just
I'm merely
it.
Speaking on attraction, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't, when I'm attracted to someone, it's because they're beautiful. And I don't think that, you know, I just think that beauty is beauty and it comes in a lot of different looks. Mm. Now, some shit is out the question. We didn't bend down that road before and talked about feet and shit, you know. That's cross-cultural. You know what I'm saying? Like, that, you can have bad feet no matter where you fall on the spectrum, you know?
I've never dated, like, seriously dated a white man. Mm-hmm. I went on a date with a white man, a photographer. He was super cool, but he was so nervous. Mm-hmm. That's all I remember. And then I don't know if it was because he was so nervous. I just felt like he couldn't just chill and be himself, and he kept falling into the whole sister girl and kind of like, yeah. And I was like, should I excuse this? Because clearly he looks like this is not something he's comfortable with or has done before, you know. And then I was like, but why should I excuse this? Because it was like the neck roll, like he, it just I was like, this isn't working.
You should ask him, what are you doing? Why are you doing that shit? Stop.
Yeah,
doing
like
that.
It started feeling really like this just isn't working. And obviously I can't use that as a blanket statement. That's not gonna be every experience going on a date with a white boy, but that's my experience with him.
Right.
He just wasn't comfortable. And, you know, I've had conversations with white boys that told me, like, you know, y'all are intimidating. He was like, y'all are fine as hell. Black women are gorgeous. And a lot of times we don't know how to approach y'all. We don't know what to say, how to, you know, it's like, then there's also, let's just keep it real, there's the anxiety sexually. And I'm saying this just with the men have told me when, you know, he was like, we see y'all and it's just like, can we keep up? Like, but then I've seen
a
lot.
I'm on Audubon. I'm on, ain't no speed limit over here. You can't keep up. You can't even keep down. Go
you
ahead,
know,
friend.
But then it's that weird space where it's like, you don't want to be fetishized.
Right.
You know,
right,
it's
right.
Like, what is exactly do you think you're keeping up with? Like, what does that even mean? So, you know, it gets a little sensitive. So I've never really gone in that direction. I can be honest and say that. After that date, I was like, oh, I'm cool.
See, and I don't think I have.
I didn't really try again. So I don't know if that's my bad.
And that's
what'd
real.
You say, friend? He was like, I'm cool.
I'm cool.
I tried. Got a t-shirt.
What, was there a Black Power fisting a t-shirt?
No. It was LL Bean. Okay, that's the only joke I'm going to crack right there. That's it.
And then I've dated, because you guys know my mom is from the Dominican Republic, so I've dated Dominican men.
Mm-hmm. I've dated Dominican men as well.
Can't say that I enjoyed it. And I love Dominican men. Y'all are my family, obviously. So I just, like I say, it's not a blanket statement. Please don't start with the attacks on Don't say that about it's not. These are my experiences.
Right.
The Dominican men that I have dated were too much of a, of like the mama's boys, and okay. I felt like I was competing with their mom for the relationship. Mm. And both the men actually said like my mom goes first, which is fine, I guess, if that's
well. Tell
your
her
thing.
To go ahead.
Oh God, Dustin.
Take a shot every time Dustin does not get to make his joke.
Well, tell her ass, you know.
And I just felt like I feel weird competing with your mom for right, your yeah. attention, or the fact that like it was like drop everything because mom hit you up. And a lot of times if the mom isn't fond of you for whatever reason, that's going to be complicated because right. she'll always find a way to kind of dip in. So
basically, you would have to deal with every time my mom says some shit about you.
His mom ain't have no man?
Even having one. One of them had a man, but it was just that was their relationship. And another one, yeah, she hadn't had one. So it was like her son was her man.
Oh, hell no. What kind of crazy
Yeah,
ass.
And I've you know, spoken to other women that have dated Dominican men and were like, damn, that was my experience too. So I was like, you know what? Let me know. I don't know if I'm going to do that again. And I just never really went back to that. And when I've dated, you know, I've been very cool with, you know, the black dudes that I date. It just works.
That's good. See, I'm glad to hear that because, you know, for
me. It just always works for me.
For me, you know, I mostly date Dominican or Hispanic for whatever reason.
Me and you are like opposites of each other.
Spanish men just like, you know. They like how real and raw I am. Well, not raw. That sounds poor choice of words.
Of all things to say. They like how real and raw.
I hope my mom's not listening. No, but like for black men,
Dustin
I don't know
is
why.
Down.
Actually, I would say this season for whatever
what
reason.
What is it that you like about Dominican men, I should ask you?
You know, like you know how you said they kind of are like mama's boys?
You like
They're
that.
They're kind of like puppies. Like it's kind of puppyish. Like just to know.
What? Puppies?
Damn, I said I was going to leave Petty behind. This sounds so terrible.
That sounds awful.
Yo, like.
They kind of like puppies.
It sounds like I'm fetishizing them, but I'm definitely not. No, but like, for whatever reason, like, they are more affectionate or more forthcoming with their feelings in my experience. Like, whenever I've dated black men or that Asian tiff that I had, it was very much like, you know, we don't really talk about our feelings. Like, when I've dated Hispanic, it's really been in your face. Like, you need to say what you, like, what's up? And it's like, okay, like, and we could just hash it out and kind of get over it. But, like, black men, it's like, you know, how are you feeling? It's like,
I
like,
really think black men are a little more closed off.
Because we can dance.
Go ahead. we can
jam.
But I will say that maybe it does have something to do with vibrations and, you
See?
Know.
For rhythm. Rhythm.
And what works with you?
Hispanic men so far have worked to an extent, but more recently I've been
to
talking.
An extent.
Oh my God, Dustin is on a roll.
Take another shot.
See, but maybe I'm too this, and I hate to say it, but I think like you said, it is about vibrations. And with me being a woman, being an independent woman that hasn't had to necessarily, you know, I'm not looking for a husband. I'm not like, oh, yeah, let me cater to you. Like, I cater to you because I love you, but not because I feel I have to. It's
Translation,
not a role.
Translation, Fran don't need a nigga for shit.
She don't.
Fran.
She don't.
You know, period.
I mean,
so
I mean, I try
that's
to hold
a problem
the door
for
open
some
for
men, and that's a problem. And I'm not, you know, being Mary Jane. That's like, I'm not, like, that hardcore. Like, but it's like... But at the same time, it's just not something that I'm looking for. And I think a lot of men have a hard time with that. And I've learned that Latino men is just y'all are my peoples, but it just has not worked out.
I'm sure.
I've not really met men that it worked out.
That's a male issue in general, though. I think that crosses like a lot of different races and cultures.
Oh,
and shit.
Of course. But with my experience, for some reason, it's been a bigger clash
in that,
when I've dated. You know, I won't say Dominicans only because I am Puerto Rican. You know what? I want to clear that too because a lot of people don't know what my background is.
Girl, what you mixed with?
Right, because I get that all the time.
Whatever it is, they put the right amount of everything because you're fine. Go ahead, friend.
Yeah, it's too much. My mother is Dominican. My father is Puerto Rican and Haitian. So that's my mix. I'm the Caribbean.
I said I like a brown skin.
Puerto Rican and Haitian. Good conversation from the Zulu Nation.
Yeah. I had to jump in because I do that all the time. Literally me.
Yes, my friends love me.
So that's my mix. So it's always interesting because I'm so Caribbean. So, of course, my experience has just been like all over the place with Caribbean men. Island men in general, just a whole different conversation. But, you know, with island men, it's just been a challenge for me. I can sincerely say that. I'm not going to just put that on Dominican men. It has been a challenge with island men.
What do you find most challenging about dating an island man?
Because, and like I said, just speaking from my experience, when you are a child and you're from the island, and actually I've seen women from the South actually say the same thing. Hospitality is a big thing.
Yes.
Mm. You're raised almost trained to be a wife,
yes,
and a homemaker. Not saying that they don't expect you to like work and make a living for yourself, but it's like this is a priority, is taking care of a man. And at least that is has been my experiences with all of, you know, my ethnic background. So it's like I can, you know, speak from that. And the men don't really fuck with you if you're not fitting into that mold. That's been my experience. So it's always like, all right, well, I'm not trying to fit in the mold, so we don't have to rock. It's cool. And I've just kind of distanced myself from that. And not saying that I'm like, it's never going to happen. There could very well be a dope-ass island man that's like, no, I don't, you know, that's not my world either. But right. It just hasn't happened. And I've met just really cool Black dudes from New York that don't have no Caribbean background. And actually, the dude I'm dating is from the South, you know, and he is super chill. And, you know, he's actually the one that he cooks, and Asante knows.
Look, and shout out to the plate that I cannot wait to have.
Okay.
He cooks, and we have a swap of responsibility. It's never an expectation. Like, you're the one that's in the kitchen,
that's
and you're
powerful.
The one
that.
So, if the house needs to be cleaned, whoever saw the mess first cleans it. If the fridge is empty, whoever saw that the fridge is empty brings the freaking groceries. Mm. Whoever had the chillest schedule cooks. If I'm coming home today, he knows, like, at a long day, there'll be tea or an herb bath. It's like, it's not this thing of what's feminine, what's masculine. It's what's going to get everything done so yes. that we can both have the best day possible.
Y'all live on that. Common Sense Boulevard, huh?
Hello. Yeah. You know, and that to me is what has been the best. And like I said, I don't want to be ignorant and be like, I haven't found that with any specific type, but that is what makes me happy. And I haven't really found that in a lot of men. It's kind of been a little bit of a struggle, you know. I remember this Dominican dude I dated, his mom, when I was going away to college, she sat me down and said, why are you going away to college? Who's going to take care of my son?
You, motherfucker. What?
And I was like so shocked. I was like, what do you mean? Do you think, are you really telling me to not go to college to stay with your son? And she was like, well, you know, if you're not here, someone else will be. And I was like, well, then I'll take that gamble.
Oh,
what a strange
God.
Conversation
what
to have with an 18-year-old woman.
Damn.
You know, that's heading off to college.
Last time I checked, he slid up out of you. So if it's anybody's responsibility.
And the fact that he kind of was like happy that she checked me.
Yeah, moving on.
You know,
on.
And that's when I was like, yeah,
that?
I don't know. This isn't going to work. So that was, those have been my experiences.
You and your mama. That would have been one of them moments.
Yep.
So those have been my dating experiences. And
wow.
Yeah, Black has always worked.
Mm-hmm. So, we did it what we do. You know what I'm saying? Know. You know, shit.
Justin.
Black is a great theme in my life.
Right?
I think
Black
honestly,
is a great theme in my life.
And you know what, honestly,
hashtag
like,
that.
I mean,
all Black everything.
All Black everything. But I think initially coming from Atlanta, like a really like Black gay city, I was just kind of like turned off by Black men. I was just like, like I was so used to seeing that. And then when I moved to New York,
it's such a mecca.
It's such Mecca is what they called it.
Really?
Mesa like, is what you call it.
Like years ago, I remember people like, it's Black gay Mecca. Like they used to say that. And I remember being like, this is a really gay city. Like Pride used to be so deep that it would take over like parking lots and streets were shut down. Like that's how
But
heavy
it being
that shit
a
was.
Mecca, you still found it hard to date?
Yes.
Really? Because is it almost because there's like too many options, so no one is loyal? Is that the problem?
Yes, that played a big role into it. That played a very big role. Like, you know, it was kind of like so many options, you know.
Overstimulation.
Why should you just stay with one person?
Right.
And so then.
So you moved to New York.
I didn't want to be involved with any of those options because all those options had each other's options. And so then you like. You don't know who you mess with, who knows who or whatever. And it's just too much. It's like, I don't want to deal with none of this. Like, if I want to sit back and have a family one day with somebody, you know, clearly we're not going to care about this, but I don't want anybody to be like, oh, yeah, we used to fuck back in the day. You remember him like that? And I'm like, oh, okay, this is a great conversation to have for no fucking reason. Like, when they did Demetria on Real Housewives, when that girl was like, I dated Roger Bob, like, I don't want to just be sitting around with some hoes and then y'all just start talking about my man. Like,
oh,
that's
God.
So lame.
That's mortifying.
And so, like, when you're younger and you're in the gay community thinking about shit like that, it's just like, ah. But then I moved here and I didn't even really care about a relationship. But I moved here because I was in something with, you know, someone of the Hispanic descent.
That is so fascinating to me that me and Asante are, like, opposites.
We are complete opposites. But I told you, Black is
but
making
it's whatever
its,
works.
It's whatever
know?
Works.
Yeah.
That's what I say.
But Black is definitely making his comeback in 2016 in my life.
I hear that.
I'm just saying.
I go back to Black.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Oh, Amy Winehouse.
Ain't nothing wrong with this shit. What makes you, what gets you going? You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
I mean, it's whatever
about,
works.
It's about what puts your car, what take it from neutral into drive.
What,
you
do,
know
you, what do you guys think of preferences, though? Because that's an argument I've seen online a lot where it's like, is like preference a racist thing?
I'll tell you this much.
Or is it a real thing? Like, what do you think?
I don't think there's anything wrong with having a preference. How can anybody tell me or anybody else who I'm supposed to like?
Right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If I decided I only wanted to date Spanish people or I only wanted to date, you know, someone white or whatever, that's my business if that's what I'm attracted to. Now, where it gets thick is when people start doing and saying things like, see, that's why I only date this, you know, and don't date Black people because of XYZ.
Right.
Well, that's a difference. But, yeah. But I've seen people attacked simply for saying, this is what I like.
This is what I like.
And I just don't think there's anything wrong with that. You like what you like. You know what I'm saying? You can't tell me what's going to push my buttons.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
True.
I know what? My button is pushed.
Actually, let me make a correction, too. A controversial correction, I should say.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Because Dominicans are Black.
Thank you.
So,
Thank you.
But you know what? If we would have said that at the beginning, though.
So let me be careful saying that I prefer Black because we are Black.
Yep.
Whether you appreciate it or not in your family, we are. Puerto Ricans, too. All of us. So let me specify and say African Americans. That's been what has worked for me.
Can I say, I work with a Dominican manager, and he does not claim.
He'll invite you to the end, probably. My family's the same way.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that.
So I had to clarify and make that very clear. But,
and you did.
Okay. Before y'all come running up in it.
Crystal, okay? And ain't nothing wrong with it. Shit. Like in that
it's
movie,
Life.
Yeah,
you
eat your
own
damn cornbread. Shit. Like, that's what you do. Shit. Like, tell me who I'm supposed to want to do it to. What kind of shit is that?
Because I remember John Mayer. You remember when he got in trouble? Because he said that someone had asked him in an interview, how do you feel about, like, Black women being your base and loving you and really like supporting you and being attracted to you and being like so into you physically and just as romantically, I should say. And he was like, I think they're beautiful, but something about like they don't get his dick hard. He said
something that was
so off the wall. And oh my God, it was crazy when he said that. But then that argument was like, well, if he doesn't have a preference for Black women, can you knock him? But then it's like, but is that racist?
It was unnecessary for him to say because he could have stopped the sentence after saying, I think they're beautiful, and left it at
that. It at
Nobody that. Asked you about your penis, bro.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we ain't even
and who
know
wants
that.
To see John Mayer with a Black woman?
Who wants to see John like, Mayer, period, with his boring snooze
and that's real.
Ass?
I like, love him.
I mean, I love
not
him,
no
too.
More. No, I'm just
I do love John Mayer. He's made some great songs.
He's
but
an incredible
in honesty,
writer.
I wouldn't want to see John Mayer standing next to fucking like any Black woman, because then it'd be like, oh god damn, like here we go
with
he
this.
Gonna think that he got him a pass to do some bullshit. Like, you know, Robin Thicke hit the scene with Paula Patton, he was already down, we're like cool, but you know, John Blair get him a Black one, he already worked with Ye, y'all gonna let him say the n-word next, it's gonna be like damn.
I don't know who y'all is.
He's gonna get
look
the,
I'm telling right. you okay okay shit
he'll get the Tarantino pass.
Hell no.
Damn. He's sick.
See, I was already trying to make the statement earlier that I am an equal opportunity employer. So, like,
I like that.
If someone fine, like, if a fine white man came up to me and said, I'll listen to you on the friend zone and I just want to take you out, I would be like, let's go.
Hell yeah.
I hear that. I mean, dope is dope.
Dope is
dope.
That's
how I feel.
That's exactly,
you know,
it.
To be a dope person, and like you said, I agree, vibes is, for me, it's all vibes. It's an energy thing. And honestly, like, if you looked, if I put all the men I've dated into a room, you would be like, what the hell is your type? Because I don't have a type.
Yeah.
I literally don't. I just go off of, if you come up to me and something just, you know, you got to get that feeling. And then it's like the conversation is right. The chemistry is right. There's like an alignment somewhat with like what we both do in you know, in our lives, whether it's career, how we treat people, all those things, if they fit, that's rare, number one. So of course I'm gonna go in that direction. And I'm not really gonna be looking what your skin color is, but it just happens that it's always been the same.
I mean, that's real. I have a very diverse stock portfolio as well.
I like that. I like this.
As far as the types go,
I got a set. I got the whole set.
So
all
you're
the pieces.
But you're open-minded to dating whatever just
feels
right.
See, for me, it's like being in the food court at the mall, right? Like,
okay,
you know how you go around.
Sample.
Yeah, like you go around, you take your toothpick and you stick it right on in there and you get you a piece and you taste it and you move it around and you just get all the flavors or whatever.
I am dead.
And if you like it, you put your toothpick back in there again. If not, you move on over to the next spot.
That's it.
You know,
you sample them.
No.
Well, how many you got? Because I only got one.
It's the mall's toothpicks. You don't got to pay for
it. I'm talking about my toothpick.
But now you sticking your toothpick.
Come on in the room.
That's nasty. I don't want your toothpick.
Exactly.
Yeah, I live best. You sounded like Cardi B.
Yeah, you know. Okay. Shout out to Cardi B. I love you so much.
I love Cardi B. Come on the friend zone, Cardi B.
I would love
zone.
That.
Yo, that would be so dope. I love Cardi B.
And like, see, she's Spanish.
See?
She's like Dominican and Trinidadian or something.
So see, she all that. Yeah. We good.
And you know,
another
friend,
Caribbean.
As you were talking about island men, maybe that's the direction I need to move into.
Be careful.
I'm going to do my best.
I love them, but be careful.
I'm going to put my armor on. We need armor.
Island men are a drug, man. They're awesome, but whew, Lord, be careful.
I don't want to have no coconuts between us,
and
though.
I'm saying that because it's my family. Coconut.
Okay. I just don't, like, for real. All jokes aside, well, as I'm about to crack a joke.
Right.
Okay. No, so I won't.
Get ready
so
to take
all
shot.
Jokes. No, seriously, all jokes aside, I just don't think there's anything wrong, you know? I don't.
Yeah.
It's just like getting in the tub. You put your foot in there, you dip your toe, and you see if the water is too hot. It may be. It may not be. I ain't going to let you know unless you stick it in there real quick. So you just stick your toe in there and see, and then you see.
But I do think it's weird that when I hear, like, I have a lot of friends that have been like, I'm gonna stop dating black dudes because this, that, and the other. I'm gonna go get me a white man because white is right type thing. And I'm just like, I think it's weird though to like look for a specific, you know, because I don't do that, even though I end up with the same kinds, but I don't look. I'm not walking into the room like, which one fits the mold that I always go with, you know, it just happens to work out that way. But I think it's weird when people are like, girl, I'm going Asian this year, or I'm gonna look for a white man. Just
I guess if you're just trying to do a specific, you know, mix mash with your family or something, then power to you. But if you really just looking,
my dad
to be,
did that. He married a white woman and
when he
had
get on
two kids. Yeah, thinking he was moving up. I was like, all right, bro. Till she left his ass for a white man. Sorry, Dad.
Fran is in the building tonight. Y'all, we getting a show tonight, goddammit.
Y'all is silly.
This is Hey Fran Hey.
This is
the caps lock version.
No, this is Fran.
This Fran, goddammit. Okay.
Fran with a period at the end.
Oh, y'all.
I love
so funny.
It though. But yeah, I just, you know, I think everybody should do whatever tickles their fancy.
Yeah.
Right. I guess the best way to put it is don't have any blocks.
That's right.
Except, you know, bad feet. And you got to be able to dance, too, because I like to dance, and I like to do it to music. So you got to be able to at least, you got to, like, catch the beat. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you can't catch the beat, don't be
fooled that dancer is okay.
Yeah. As long as you can
I'll
move.
Rewind.
You know what I'm saying?
It's not taking.
You know. So.
I'll stop there.
And, yeah, so. Yes, and yes. So I
the moral of the story is be open minded.
Be open minded. 2016.
Yes.
Be encouraged.
Be encouraged was last year, last quarter. This quarter,
quarter
we doing
daughter.
Daughter. Yo, Young B and Cardi B.
Here we go again. Young B and Cardi
B. I've decided I want to name them the Bees.
And the Bees. Should,
yes, Cardi B, Young B, they should be the Bees. If y'all listening, I want y'all to do that. Get y'all some bomb ass, like Bumblebee Bombers and shit. Anyway.
I was thinking like the other B, like the bitches, you know? It's like the Bees. Bumble That's bitches. What I was thinking.
They could
like,
be the Bumble Bitches, I don't know.
The Bees. Bumble.
They don't want to be BBOD.
Right. Bum. Ooh. Don't get me started, man.
I. This episode is brought to you by Bevel. You need to log on to getbevel.com so you can get you one of these dope-ass razors. It's a single-use razor, so you don't have to worry about cutting yourself with a whole bunch of them. And up to 80% of black men and women struggle with razor bumps. 30% of all men and women encounter razor bumps as well. So if you want to go on ahead and lessen that down, you need to log on to getbevel.com. And use code FRIENDZONE for a 20% discount. That's GETBEVEL.com. And that's code FRIENDZONE. Go on ahead and do that shit.
Well, I guess this opens up for our wellness segment.
Friend with the segue. Right on in. Yes. Smooth. So, that's your friend can dance. Go ahead, John.
So last week, you guys, first of all, I was so hyped at how many pictures you guys were sending of yourselves buying the apple cider vinegar at Whole Foods.
Yep.
I thought it was really funny. I was getting snaps from people in the bath. It's okay. I appreciate it. People were like, girl, look. I was like, oh.
Like, oh, okay.
It's a little bit too much me and you, but okay. Okay.
No, but I actually thought it was really funny.
But they say, girl, look, the water ain't bubbling. Look, girl.
I did get a couple of those.
Go ahead.
So, but it made me excited that you guys were so willing to try it, which, you know, makes me so happy. Because obviously, like I always say, my disclaimer is I'm not a doctor. I don't even view myself as a guru, but I am a seeker of information. And if I can find information and put it to the test and find that it's helped me in any way, then I feel like it's my obligation to pay, you know, push that forward.
That's right.
So I'm glad that you guys have trusted the info and are really into it. Literally, I'd say 100% of the people that hit me up had positive reviews. They said their skin felt amazing. Because that was a week ago, and people
ago.
Already see.
Sorry, it's dancing. Like it's a reaction.
I knew it was gonna happen. I
I'm
saw
dancing.
It coming.
I'm dancing. I'm dancing because I can. Go ahead.
I hate you. Now they're over here doing the shmoney dance.
Shmoney my skirt.
So it was just exciting to me to see that you guys had the same results that I have had with apple cider vinegar. So I got a lot of questions about the whole conversation about staying healthy, not just for the winter, but just in general.
Yes.
And a lot of you were asking me to elaborate more on the whole pH balance and what it is to be too acidic and alkaline. And you asked a really cool question, which was, how can I not be too acidic? What are acidic things? What are acidic foods? What are alkaline foods? And I thought, okay, that'll be the wellness segment for next week, or this week, I should say. And I will expand on that and then also give you tips on how you can find out what your pH is today. So let's jump into what your pH. Basically, think of a number from 0 to 14. From 0 to 7, that's acidity.
Mm-hmm.
7 is neutral, which is the goal for your body. And then from 7 to 14, that's alkaline. So you're never going to get to 14. You know, that's not even possible. It's almost like the spectrums are both unhealthy.
Right.
But you always want to be in that neutral space where your body is a balance of acidity and a balance of alkaline. So when you're in the acidity, which is when I had my kidney problems, I found out through research that the problem was I was eating a lot of dairy, a lot of meat, chicken, a lot of goya and adobo.
Yes, yes.
Which
was
I love.
Good.
Sazon.
Yeah. Which, you know, is cultural. That's our food. That's how I grew up. Never saw anything wrong with it. Not saying anything is wrong with it. But the problem was I didn't have a balance of alkaline foods, which is not meat and not that. It's more greens and fresh fruit. And sad to say, I really didn't grow up eating a lot of vegetables. You know, as island kids, you just eat meat and plantain. You know, it's just like that. So it was not really like a balanced meal. So like I said, it's not so much about trying to have an alkaline body because I don't even think that that's possible. You probably would be sick. There's actually alkaline water that people sell.
My mother bought that when we were growing up. That's what we drank.
Right. And it helps a lot. But I misunderstood when I first started drinking it. And I literally, that was my only source of water. I just always drank alkaline. I got really sick.
Yeah.
Because it's not how you do it. It's not about you going hard in any one direction. It's just about you making sure that if you're eating acidic foods, you're also eating alkaline foods to balance it off. So I wanted to give you guys a list. For those of you that were asking me about what are some alkaline foods that will help you stay balanced in that direction, it's things like, you'd be surprised, things like raisins, celery, bananas, spinach, potatoes, cauliflower, apricots, cherries, tomatoes, green beans, even red wine, which I know a lot of you are like, yeah, thank you, because we're all winos.
Cabernet.
So those are ways to make sure that you're balanced as far as the alkaline side. And to be aware of the acidic side, things like Parmesan cheese, cheddar cheese, turkey bacon, sardines, mozzarella, salmon, brown rice, surprisingly. Ooh. I was actually surprised by that. Oats, eggs, beef, chicken, you know, all the meats and stuff, dairy, basically.
I eat all that shit.
Right. That's all acidic. So not saying that anything's wrong with that, but just like I said, just make sure that you are balancing both. So my advice is to go online and Google acidic foods, Google alkaline foods, print it out, and make sure that when you're grocery shopping or meal planning that you just have a healthy balance of both. And that will help keep your body in a nice, neutral space. And of course, things like apple cider vinegar, drinking, cutting lemon slices and putting it in your water, and even baking soda, which I know is awkward, but putting baking soda in your water will help you stay more on the alkaline side. And of course, alkaline water itself clearly is helpful. Just don't make that your only source of water, which is where I went so wrong because I did not do my research and I got really sick. But that just... it's not your only source, but it can just be a supplement to the water that hopefully you're filtering out or drinking already. So that's helpful for knowing how to stay balanced. Now, I know the question is, well, how do I know what my pH is now so that I can know if, you know, if I need to go a little harder in any one direction? You can buy pH strips on Amazon. Mm-hmm. Or you can go to a local food, like a natural food store. They usually have them. They're really cheap. You get a box full for like $10. And you can either use your saliva or you can pee on it.
Oh, so pH means pee heat. So no. You check your pH, that's your pee heat.
No,
you see how hot your piss is, and that's how you know where you're at.
No, it actually stands
for more green shit.
Potential hydrogen.
Oh, shit.
But,
okay. Damn.
But you can find out your pH. It's actually really helpful for you. I always keep pH, especially because I was sick with my kidney problem because I was too acidic. Mm-hmm. It was always important for me to, you know, keep testing my pH and then making sure I was in a neutral space. I do that. It's something I take very seriously.
Yes.
And for those of you to help you avoid these illnesses, it's something that's really cool to be mindful of. And it's not just about, you know, over-the-counter medicines to keep you not be sick, or everyone has all these remedies to not get sick and not have the cold, and this is how you fight the flu. Actually, your diet, if you just stay in that neutral space, you won't get sick because the acidity breeds bacteria. But if you're more towards the alkaline, it can't breed. It's not an environment that's conducive to it breeding. So it's almost like it's just science, you know, and that's the beauty of mixing home remedies with science and understanding both sides, because you have more control of your body. So that's my tip for this week. And like I said, you can go on Amazon.com if you don't have like a natural local health food store around you, which unfortunately most of us don't have access to. But Amazon sells them for super cheap. I'll post a link. If you're listening to this already, you'll have it under the SoundCloud. I'll post a direct link to the ones that I purchased just so you guys can see that, if in case you need a little more direction. And like I said, you can use your saliva or you can pee on it. One thing I will suggest with the peeing on it, your first pee of the day is going to be acidic because it's like everything that you did from the night before.
It's fermented. You've been sitting up in my room.
But it's your second pee of the day that is a little more, I'd say, the honest pee that will let you know.
The honest pee.
With the environment.
Stand up pee.
It'll let you know what the environment internally is looking like. So I think it's just cool for you to know, you know.
What the environment internally is looking
like.
Right,
what's
it
looking like?
So your second pee is the one to be like, nah, I ain't one to gossip. So you ain't heard this from me. But you need to quit eating that bullshit in the morning before you get on and go to work. That's your second pee. Okay, all right.
Got it.
So the second pee of the day, that's the one to use on the strip. And the strip is actually really valuable, even for your water. You can use it on your tub. If you have a pool, like, it just will keep you in check on the things around you and whether
they're... You got something in your bag right now?
No, I don't. That would be a little weird. It will help you keep
everything...
right here on the podcast. And it'll just help you kind of keep more control of what... Because even beauty products... Actually, I don't want to forget to say that. Everything contributes to the change of your pH. Your shampoo, your conditioner, your toothpaste, your lotion. I mean, it is crazy. Even just environmental factors, you know, the things we're breathing in, all of that changes your pH. So obviously, there are a lot of things we may not be able to control, like environmental factors, but... At least if you can control your diet and your beauty products as much as possible, or at least, you know, like I say, just keep them neutral. That should help you stay really healthy, not having to go to the doctor, and you just have the most awesome control of your life, highest quality of life. So hopefully that will help you guys.
So if you... Okay, so like if you've been drinking water, right, like a lot of water and doing everything you're supposed
water
to do...
Water is actually... a neutral pH. Water, if it's like healthy, filtered, you know, fluoride-free water, it is a neutral pH usually of 7. So that's why they encourage you to always drink a lot of water.
Because it keeps you leveled off.
Because it helps you stay leveled.
But what if you've
been
like drinking a lot of water and it still look like apple juice? Does that mean like you need to stop using Head and Shoulders? Or like what is it like? What's the problem? You know what I'm saying?
Well, if you're drinking
should
a lot of water, it should not look like apple juice.
Yeah,
unless you're
saying.
Drinking tap and you're just not in a strong city or something. I don't see why it would be that, you know?
Better get you some Carol's Daughters. Or at least the nephews or something, goddamn. Oh, something, God. Shit.
So that is the wellness segment for this week. I really hope you guys find that helpful. And if you have any more questions about it, let me know. And most importantly, if you have any more tips to add to that or suggestions, leave that in the SoundCloud comments so that we can all kind of go back and forth and keep each other healthy for the month.
Yes.
And if you send us a picture of the strip, you're getting blocked.
Oh, please don't. Please
right
don't
now,
snap me a picture
no
of your pH strip.
Pissy ass pH strip.
Right, I'll take your word for it.
Yes.
Okay, so for the bonus, because you know I always need a bonus.
Yeah.
So let's say I have a friend that
a friend.
Gets high a lot, and this friend has an interview for a job. Does the pH affect, you know, how that test is going to be? Because, like, let's say I have a pee test coming up. Could I just be like, oh, damn, like, if my pH is right, they ain't going to find the THC in the strip. Like, does that count towards that at all?
Well, I honestly don't know how those tests work because I feel like they have specific things they look for.
Right.
So,
okay.
Yeah, and it kind of, like, marks off. But actually, that's a really good question.
Well,
I need
is
to
there
research
a natural juice of some sort, like a cocktail you think that you could put out for someone that needs to pass a pee
I've
test?
I've heard of teas and stuff.
Any that you think that you heard of that might work?
Not that I know off top, but I'll
okay,
definitely
well, I'll,
you,
I'll see,
yeah,
I'll see
show,
you after the
we'll
show.
Talk,
okay,
we'll talk,
okay, okay.
We'll talk. So now it is time.
Uh-huh.
Well, before we get to our asking for a friend, I wanted to go on ahead and highlight another black business.
Oh, yes.
All right.
Thank you all for your emails and highlighting
black
businesses.
Oh, yeah,
you guys
have sent us a lot of
I do appreciate
dope ones.
That. This particular company is called Koala Inc. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. It's Kuwala Inc. And basically... This young lady, Veronica, shout out, hey, Veronica, emailed. She is the COO and co-founder, and they partner with designers and women's cooperatives in Africa, specifically Ghana, Malawi, and Kenya, and they promote their designs globally. And they have a bunch of stuff on their website. You can buy some of the designs if you like. It's just a really dope way to, like, connect and get you a piece of some real shit. Okay?
What do they sell?
They sell a lot of some of the tapestry, some dresses, some other stuff. Hold on. I'm on the website. I'm on the blog. They've been featured in Style Bazaar, looks like.
Sweet. Nice.
Yeah, they have. They even got an under $50 section. They knew I was coming. yeah, they have everything on here. Accessories, tops, bottoms. I think it is mostly women's clothing. But
that don't mean we'll shit now, no way.
Well, true.
So if you're looking for a gift or something.
Gender fluidity. But we will post, as always, the link to the small business of the week. We'll post that link beneath the SoundCloud. So we'll have that set for you guys. By the time you're listening to this, it'll already be there. So I'll make sure to post the PH strips and then the small. What's the name of it?
Koala Ink. Yes.
Koala Ink. We'll post that. I'll make sure that that's there for you guys too.
Yeah. Okay.
If you want to get to the front of the line, send us some shit.
Yeah, keep sending us those emails. But I will say this, the subject line, because you told them to say to write business, but then it gets confusing with booking information. And
did I tell them to write business?
So that we got to give them a different subject line because then it's okay, confusing. So just say small business.
That's it, right there.
Small business.
Yeah. And we'll know that's why you're here.
Or say like small business shout out or something so that we know that it's that.
Perfect.
Yeah, because I was getting confused. I was like, wait, is this a booking or?
It's Friends First Week in the Emails.
Business emails. You was like, hell yeah!
Right? It's Friends First Week in the Emails.
It was. I looked through them, you guys. I'm going to start looking through them, too.
As a matter of fact, let me just put both y'all on blast. So Dustin and Fran are going to start being part of the email selection process.
Yes,
so
we are.
You can talk more to them. Feel free to resend your emails as you'd like so they can read all over them.
Yeah, we're going to jump on these emails a little more, so.
P.S. If you are commenting on any of the things, we are reading, we're listening, we are always trying to give you a better show, a better experience. So we will take all comments and considerations into our consideration.
Yeah.
And we will just move forward as we can on the friend zone.
And thank you for the dope ass energy, man. You guys sent some nice emails.
Yeah. Yes.
I was having like a couple of off days throughout the week, you know,
it just really does
being
help.
A creative.
The
and
tweets.
It was just like, wow. Like, I teared up at a couple of them. I was like, you guys are so sweet.
Yeah, it's meaningful to know that, you know, we do this and that you guys actually take away from what we're doing. Because I know for me personally, sometimes I come in here and I do this and I'm like, hope somebody got something good out of it.
Always.
And then y'all will send that email and say, y'all came right on time.
That's like my favorite thing to
I
hear.
I love that too.
When people are like, I needed this.
They be
like,
calling
thank
us
you.
A period. Y'all came right on time.
That's right. It gives us purpose. It gives me purpose. Right. So, and of course, always email to the actual email, thefriendzone@loudspeakersnetwork.com. I would spell that out for you, but that's very long. You can find that on any of the other things or whatever to get there. Do we have time for two questions or maybe we can just do one this week?
I think we have time for one.
All right. So we are going to just kick it right on up. Dear Friend Zone, I'm a slut. No, I'm just kidding. That was me.
Wait, you admitting it.
Once upon a time, no long ago, I was a hoe.
I can't.
Like, I was a slut. And I went to the walk.
I'm so done.
The slut walk. And y'all thought I was playing. The nigga stroll is coming in 2016.
Yo,
so don't
all
forget
the tweets
it.
About that had me on the floor.
I'm going. Maybe I'll find one. So this particular letter is, they are asking for a friend. Hi, Dustin. Hi, Asante, Friend, and Dustin. I would love to remain anonymous because I recently put my friend onto the friend zone.
Oh, we got you.
I'm going to keep you anonymous, but I'm just going to say something. Y'all that do this, y'all give away some very telling things in your emails.
I always wonder that when people are like, don't use my name because my friends listen. I'm like, I would know who my friend was by the stuff they say.
Yes.
But we was in my homegirl's car. It was a burgundy Grand Am with Diva on the license plate. You'd be like, well, damn, we know who you
like.
Right?
Oh, damn. But just know I'm never going to put your name out there.
No,
so
we
just be careful of the
like
details
that.
You put out there. That's
for
all
sure.
I ask of you. That's your responsibility. Moving on. I adore your podcast and can't believe I didn't find it until December. I was sleeping. Well, thanks for waking up. Moving on. Well, I have a major issue with my best friend of 20 years. I recently found out that I'm pregnant and I'm afraid to tell her.
Oh, congratulations. On the pregnancy, though, not about being scared of your homegirl. Go ahead.
I got married almost 2 years ago.
Congratulations on the bun in the oven, not the potential foot in your ass. Congratulations on that. That's not the other part. I just, you know, to be clear in the messaging. You know what I'm saying? The messaging. Go ahead.
I can't.
See, I got married almost 2 years ago to my fantastic husband.
Okay.
When I told her we were getting married, her response was lukewarm and stayed that way throughout the entire engagement. She was my maid of honor, and I had to beg her to do any of the duties.
What?
I decided to do most of her duties myself, or out system outsourced them to my planner. We have still been friends since then because I thought maybe her behavior during the time was an effect of her recent breakups and a few relationships gone wrong. She's my girl, so I wanted to be supportive slash understanding. But now, after thought and planning, my husband and I are having a baby. Of course, I want to tell my BFF, but I don't want to hear her say, oh, great, everyone is having a baby but me, or something insensitive. She said something similar when I announced my engagement to her. If her response is lukewarm this time, I don't think our friendship or that conversation will survive. However, if I don't tell her before I tell everyone at the end of this first trimester in the few weeks, she's going to be mad and maybe even hurt. I don't intend to hurt her, but I don't want to be hurt either. Our friendship has gone in phases over the past 2 decades, but never for this long. Should I tell her now and risk her feelings being hurt, or let her find out when I tell everyone else?
Wow.
Just tell her, girl. This is a happy time in your life. You shouldn't have to keep it a secret. It's a baby.
I agree.
If she's going to be that way over a baby, then you know what to do. You know what to do.
You know what to do.
I think that you should tell her. But that's just me because I feel like...
Get it out the way.
Yeah, get it out the way.
There's too much other stuff to worry about right now.
You can't be stressed about keeping this a secret or even whatever the fallout's going to be when she finds out. Like, not that you are even scared of that, but to deal with having a baby, you know, you're still getting settled into your marriage. You know, you're still doing putting your household together, and to deal with your friend that is this high maintenance, like, just really kind of minimize everything. Like, really just... set it down, say, hey, girl, I'm having this baby. I just want to, you know, blah, blah, blah. And if you do get that lukewarm response from her that you don't want, then you should just tell her straight up, like, you know, girl, I feel like you're not as happy for me as I need you to be.
Right.
And that's fine if you're going through whatever, but I can't deal with what you're going through and what I'm going through. So are we going to work this thing out or are we going to keep it pushing?
Yeah. I totally agree with that. I guess I'm just wondering, is the friend lukewarm because she doesn't think the guy is good for her, or is she lukewarm because it's just that, like, oh, everyone's getting engaged, everyone's having babies, and she's kind of feeling like, when's it gonna be her turn? You know, some people go through that. Yeah, so I'm wondering which one it is. Either way, it's a strange energy to give your friend when they're going through such awesome chapters of their life. So that's a weird one. Usually I would say sit with her and see what it is, but you're pregnant, girl.
Yeah, you're bringing a baby into this world.
Yeah, I'm not going to mess with energies when it comes to you, you know, being pregnant and all just the great things that are happening right now. I agree with Asante. Talk to her, let her know. I would totally let her know and then just keep it moving. You have more to worry about.
I just feel like being a parent is all about, like, being in control of the decisions you make and making the best decisions moving forward. So I would, like, tell her in motion. It's ways to communicate things like that without even giving her an opportunity to have a response. Like, just be like, true. So I'm really excited because I'm pregnant and I wanted you to know because we're moving forward with the shower, like, and just keep it moving. Don't give it. Because really... who cares? What you gonna do? Rewind it? You know what I'm saying? If she don't like it, like,
yeah. What effect does her response really even have? Yeah, at this
like
point?
So. Just right. Let her know. You know what I'm saying? But just keep it moving when you do. Like I said, tell her in motion. Don't even give her opportunity to have a feeling because it really don't matter. Honestly,
yeah. The baby's coming.
True.
The baby's coming.
Right.
And she's not gonna take care of it, so she don't need to worry about it.
Well, we hope that was helpful. I think we have time for one more.
We do have time for one more.
Yeah, totally.
I just, when I read that, I thought about Real Housewives of Atlanta. Because, you know, Portia's, like, jealous of her sister being pregnant. And it's so annoying to watch.
I mean, she was, like, rude to her
sister. Isn't Portia married?
No. Oh, yeah, no. I know you don't watch.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Portia got divorced and became, like, Thotlandia of Atlanta or something. Like, whatever she... Oh, God. Death to BBOD in that single. Yeah, Portia's sister.
I did not know it was dot lalicious. I thought it was ta-ta.
Baby.
Anyway, Portia.
I thought Portia's it was a sister. Joke, but go ahead.
Portia's sister did not want to tell her she was pregnant. Like, you could tell.
She was
like, I'm not feeling well.
And with your own sister.
And when she finally was like, I'm pregnant, her mom was like, oh my God, baby, that's so great. And Portia didn't. I don't think they showed Portia, like, hug her or anything. Maybe, like, later on in the instant. But she was just like, oh, but, you know, what about me? Like, who's going to take... And then you could hear her, like, she's saying, oh, you know, I'm pregnant, so I'm not going to be able to do certain things as much. And Portia's like, why not? It's like, bitch, she's pregnant. Like, she got into a whole argument with her about doing work for her. It's like, this is your sister, and she is pregnant.
That's so
girl, you
awkward.
Need to take some time off, girl. We got to get this situated, is what my thought process would have been.
Yeah.
Portia just said, if you would have said a few years ago that my sister was pregnant before me, I wouldn't have believed it. Like, you wouldn't. It was something, like, just bitter and
right,
terrible
but
stupid.
But you was such in a awful. Gay marriage. I would have been told you somebody would have got pregnant before you did. You got to do it to get pregnant.
Okay.
Keep in mind.
I quit.
I said what I said.
So this one is career dilemma. Here's my current situation. About a year ago, I left my fashion design job with a well-known company to take on a new design role. Business at the new company has been tough for a few months, and I've seen them let go of people overnight.
They work for Prima Donna Waist Trainer Company. This has been tough for the last few months.
Because of this.
Wrapping around all them goddamn waists. They training waists. Don't you know I didn't see people training waists that ain't even got them? Okay? It's like putting a corset on a fridge.
Tweet through it.
Go ahead.
Because of this, I've been preparing just in case I was next. An old coworker reached out to me about another design
Fran
position.
Fran is down, y'all. She's down. Am I lying, Fran?
I'm back.
Why in the hell is they putting waist trainers? They waist trainers look like shoulder pads.
You know what they look like? They look like Chinese finger traps.
Yes, it looks like.
Like, because people put them on. It's like, how do you get out of that?
Like,
how did you get
like
in there?
The shit that football players have on underneath their jerseys. Yes. That's what it looks like.
That gear.
That armor and pads and
put
300.
Your armor on.
They be looking like they in 300 with them waist trainers on. Go ahead.
They're going to pull out their swords and shields and shit.
Right.
Y'all are not winning billions of dollars this week.
Yeah. Look, if I will tell you this,
you never
not one of
like,
those billions of dollars
mm-hmm.
is going towards a waist trainer. How about that?
One of them had a hoverboard attached to it. She was laying on her stomach, flying across the floor in her waist trainer. I said, God damn. I know it's 2016, but I didn't know they was moving on wheels now.
Do you want me to read
Go
this
ahead.
Question?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Please read it.
Do I need to take it back from the top?
Yeah, take it from the top.
Here's my current situation. I should read it like it's me. About a year ago, I left my fashion design job with a well-known company to take on a new design role. Business at the new company has been tough for a few months, and I've seen them let go of people overnight. Because of this, I've been preparing just in case I was next.
I feel like I'm watching The Confessional.
That's exactly how I'm reading it, too. An old coworker reached out to me about another design position with a better financial opportunity, stability, and travel included.
Yeah, it was the waist trainer company.
I was preparing for this interview. I found out that my current job, I'm not the one being let go. Instead, they wanted to fire my supervisor.
Yikes.
Huge part being that she gets paid a whole lot more than I do. They told me they think I'm doing an excellent job and that I can handle more responsibility. But the salary increase they offered did not match half of what my supervisor was making. It would be an extra $10 on my check.
What?
Oh, hell
an
nah.
extra? So it's less money with
what?
The same expectation.
Did they give you like a 7-cent raise? I
That's
don't understand.
Crazy.
I told them I needed some time to think about it before I commit because I needed to think about my financial responsibilities and my personal ones. Plus, I had this interview coming up. My gut told me don't say yes, and not to mention I would hate to say yes to something I'm not longer passionate about. Yep. I've also lost the passion for the career I've been in for the past 10 years. The only reason I went on the interview in the same field was because of the pay. That would alleviate a lot of financial stress and, hello, the free travel. I was willing to do it just for a few more years to stack up. It's been quite a few days and I haven't heard from the place I interviewed at. So I went back to my current job and told them, fine, I'd take on the responsibility and asked if the salary could be negotiated. That's when they told me it didn't sit well with them that I had to think about the offer and are now reworking some things.
No.
So now I'm scared I'm going to be left with no job. I've been living check to check, so I have nothing saved and live on my own with a lease that won't be up for another 8 months. As for my passion, I'm a creative, but I haven't found my purpose or a new career path just yet. I keep trying different things, but nothing sticks. I know it does involve working with Fran in the future. We are so much alike. Help, friends.
I hear that.
What would you do in my situation? I'm so torn between this being good and me just being asked out. Y'all want me to start?
Mm-hmm.
These are signs. you have said you were, don't want to be where you're at. So I think that you, you know, you still need to finagle trying to keep that job. However you can finagle it, keep it. But
right.
you need to continue to work on your passion outside of work. I think work has taken so much. You're kind of like, damn, what have I been doing? And it's like you trying to get more money at a different place to make your coin stack. You need to literally minimize what you've been doing. And if you keep this current job, literally figure out how to stack with that extra $10 on the check and continue to, you know, work in your purpose outside of work. Because I think with you getting lost, it's starting to cross wires in your financial somehow. And so it's just going to create more anxiety. So sit down, I guess, figure out the best option, whether it's to humble yourself and talk to them about getting your job back. Or if you feel like they're playing hardball and they just trying to say, you know, give you a hard time because they, you know, they could work some things over. But I think you should go into there. Map out why you are good. You know, you had to think about it because it's only $10. Don't say that to them. They'll get pissed. But you had to really think about taking on those extra responsibilities.
But that's true, though. Like,
it is true.
It's unfair.
But she also doesn't even like the job. So to keep the job for $10 more, if you plan on keeping this job, you are literally settling and just going to be scraping by. And that's why I'm telling you to keep working outside your purpose if you're going to do that. But if you're not really feeling either of these jobs, you need to figure out how you can financially stay afloat and move forward outside of your job personally.
Because you're going to be broker.
You're going to be broker.
They give you 10 extra dollars. That's a copay. So you go to the damn doctor
with
one
more
time.
Work.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? You broke. And you doing her motherfucking work.
Yep.
That don't even make no sense.
Because I really feel like, in my mind, I would go in there and negotiate that. Like, y'all are working some things around, but getting rid of her, you have freed up a lot of that money
That's
still.
That's true. Where's that going?
Giving all of the money to me, you can afford to give me more than 10 extra dollars on that check. I mean, really. But again, I don't know
how. That's just logic.
I don't know how close you are to that situation.
True.
You might be on the last string and they was being nice to your ass and you stepped out. See,
I'm glad Asante said it, because I feel like you said what people would have expected me to say, which is this is a sign.
It is.
It just is. And I'd hate to be the hippie dippy one with that. I always am. But the reality is sometimes you already know you lost your passion. That was the first red flag, but you stayed in it. You know what I mean? So the universe, what it starts doing is it goes from a little alert to a big push that's most likely not going to be an easy one. And it makes you so uncomfortable that you have no choice but to go for the change option. And that's happened to me a million times. So I'm speaking from experience. It's not something I just read in a book. But right. Usually you have to be pushed off the cliff to understand that you are not where you were supposed to be. And that's most likely what's happening right now. And it's okay. And I know it's so uncomfortable. But remember, nothing ever grows in the comfort zone. So just go for it. This might be the scariest time and the most liberating time of your life at the same time.
So I say do it, but on your terms, right? Like, and so on a petty note, right? Like, since you got to keep your job to keep the lights on and shit, but you really trying to work your way out of there, back their asses into a corner and make them not be able to fire you. Here's how you do it. Oh. So you've been at that job long enough, like you said, you know everybody's business at this point. So, you know, if Bob from accounting, you know, or Bob that sits on the board of directors that could possibly take your job has been cheating on Susie, his wife, then you politely see Bob in that kitchen, employee kitchen, and you walk up on a petty note. You walk up to Bob and you say, "Hey, Bob, just wanted you to know, Susie called looking for you. I told her you were in a meeting." Wink and walk off. Let the motherfuckers know you got ammo on your gun. It's cocked and loaded, baby.
See,
and that's
like
how you're going to stay at work.
It.
If it ain't Bob, then you get Jan from accounting. Get her. You know, Jan has been messing around on her husband. You know what I'm saying?
This is such a Netflix original series.
But see, I feel like she is so uninterested. Like, she would know all that. She would already have done that had she been able to do that.
No, she wouldn't, because they wouldn't have offered her $10 more on a check.
Not now.
She
ain't
said
$10
an hour. She said $10 on the check.
No, but I'm saying to you.
It's totals.
If she would have known.
Since you're talking about races and shit.
Look, if she would have known Bob's secret.
$10. Diaz.
If she would have known Bob's secret, she would have never even.
Okay.
Like, they would have never even tried her like that.
Well, baby, they did. She just ain't telling. They don't know she know Bob's secret. See, that's why you got to stand up. I tell you, every week, I tell y'all not to do shit half-assed, but to do it with your what? Your full ass. So you don't know a secret like that and be mealy-mouthed sitting around waiting on them to play you in the boardroom. You get in that boardroom, goddammit, and you sit down and say, "Hey, Becky, How's your other kids doing?
We're going to do a whole episode of shit like that right now.
Your other
family and shit. You know what I'm saying? Go after that. Let them know that you know, and they going to pay like they weigh. You let them know.
Let us know about it.
Shout out to the Scorpion
Previously
Show.
On Passion.
Like, this is what this nigga's doing right now.
Passions was the shit. Shout out to Mama Scorpion from the Scorpion Show. Let us know about it.
I don't know how helpful that was. Our second
Very.
Question.
Mas. Muy. Muy helpful.
Oh, God. We love you guys. That's it for us this week. We hope that everything we said today was... Oh, you know what? Church announcement. Kid Fury's show is this weekend Fury's on the 16th.
Star. Yes.
I actually do have the address of where it is.
It's at the... I don't have the address, but it's at the SVA Theater here in New York City. You can Google SVA Theater.
Or go to his Instagram. He has a flyer up.
And the website is kidfurylive.com.
There you can go.
Yep.
And we will all be there supporting Kid Fury,
of course.
So we hope to see your beautiful faces. If you come out, definitely say hi.
Very excited about that. Also, in the realm of church announcements, I got some shit to say. I am very happy to announce that a project that I participated in, which was a web series called Finding Me, the series, we're actually screening our bonus episode tomorrow at the Anthology Film Archive in the East. Well, not tomorrow. By the time y'all listen to this shit, it'll be today. So it's actually screening today at the Anthology Film Archive in the East Village. And the seats are limited right now. There's a couple seats left. You can pay at the door. It's only $15. You got the money. So come see the show. And support a nigga because I act. And I'm going to make y'all feel something. And I did a damn good job in this project.
Yay.
And I can't wait for you guys to meet
Jerome.
My character's name was Jerome. So, of course, I felt, you know, right at home. Yes.
He put some lorries on his character's name.
Yay for our friends doing such awesome things.
Yay.
It's a good time. It's a good place to be. So that's what's up. Rest in peace to the iconic singer, Natalie Cole. Rest in peace to David Bowie. And rest in peace to all three gentlemen that passed away in the tragic car crash in Atlanta this weekend.
Yeah.
Our hearts go out to the families of all three victims. And I just hope that they rest peacefully, and we're praying for resilience and strength for your families. And we hope that you make it through this tough transition as easy as possible. So God bless you.
We love you guys. Thank you for listening. And we will see you next week.
See y'all next week. Where your ass was at.
Bye.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.